This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. No flower, says Kansas, like the sunflower. We have lots of wild sunflowers here in southeast Kansas, but not very many field sunflowers. The few that are mostly used for floodable duck hunting fields. This is largely because we don't have any nearby places to take sunflowers. The nearest sunflower oil pressing plant is in western Kansas. However, sunflowers can grow around here, pretty well actually, and have a root system that is superior to other crops. Research from variety trials at the Southeast Extension Center in Parsons generally has sunflowers yielding between 1,200 and 1,800 pounds per acre in the research fields. However, actual production could be higher when plant populations and soil fertility are maximized. Sunflower soil fertility needs are similar to other crops for pH, phosphorus, and potassium, and they're efficient users of nitrogen fertilizer. Another advantage of sunflowers' extensive root system is the ability to pull nutrients from deeper in the soil profile that would be unavailable to shallower rooted crops. Field sunflowers have soil water extraction capabilities that are greater than either wheat, corn, or soybeans. Sunflowers can produce yield at lower rainfalls, but they can use up to 34 inches of rainfall for a maximized yield. The most important time frame for soil water is during the flowering and green fill stages, which occurs in August and September. Sunflowers will be able to reach farther into the soil profile to use the deeper moisture that corn or soybeans might miss out in drier years, giving a more consistent yield. Field sunflowers are capable of fitting into the common crop rotations of southeast Kansas as well. We have enough heat units in this area to allow sunflowers to be double cropped after wheat, or in most years, wheat planted after sunflowers that were planted in the spring. This allows sunflowers to fit into our rotations in multiple ways and allows for an increase in biodiversity. Sunflowers share few soil or foliar diseases with our other crops, breaking apart the pathogenic cycles. Sunflowers do well with the heat too, and can still develop in higher temperatures when other crops start to suffer. Sunflowers can self-pollinate within the same floral head. However, they are also aided by pollinators. Pollination can be affected by extreme temperatures, those above 100 degrees, but less so than other crops, corn for example. Another note, field sunflowers come in two categories, oilseed or confectionery. Oilseed sunflowers, as the name suggests, are hulled and crushed to remove the oil. Sunflower oil is primarily used for human consumption, used in baking, cooking, and as a mixed oil for frying. Confectionery sunflowers are what you see in the store as salted, hulled or whole sunflower seeds. They have less oil and thicker shells and usually have a notable white stripe on the shell. There is also aptly named con oil sunflowers that are a hybrid between the confectionery and the oilseed types. Field sunflowers are frequently thought of a crop of the high plains, and much of the research has been conducted farther west in drier climates. However, sunflowers have been shown to have consistent yields here in southeast Kansas and match well with our cropping systems. Right now, we don't have any nearby place to take sunflower harvest, but maybe someday we'll have fields of the tall yellow crop beaming along the roadsides. If you have any questions about sunflowers or other crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.